Everybody, Hallelujah, Friday. I'm coming in with technical difficulties. That one. Then I put that one. No, he got it. That's okay. That's the box. Let's. Probably started out right. Let's go. Where's the mouse at now? Here we go. Don't plug it back up.
Why would I need you to do it?
You on Prime. It just been 2 minutes. Thank you. And I'm on my podcast right now. That's not important right now. You're live.
Changing God, make me more. I won't
Anybody familiar with the Book of Ruth? Yeah. I know one of the guys are Old Testament person. I'm the New Testament. That's why we're so good together. But so if I'm off a little something, just hit me up one more time, please. Now the thought is, is you is or are you ain't? A child of God. Is that how you want me to put it? The last part, it got me confused. Not confused, but I don't know. Is it you is or is you ain't? So we got the title, right? We got the verse, Luke 1, that's the one, verse 1 through 8. Is you a child of God? Step on a screen. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, please discuss. You want to read? All right, pick, I'm going to give you an easy one. Okay, verse 3.
Verse
1 is hard. Okay? Verse 1, the verse, we're going verse 1, we're going Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. The man of God is going to be verse 1 and 2, and then 4 to 8. Then the child of God here, Jacob, is going to be verse 3. Amen? Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. You follow me? This is what I'm about to say. And the name of the man was Elimelech. Right? And the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Malon and Chilion. Ephrath and the Bethlehem Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. Verse 3.
And
And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Malon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that same night, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. They went on their way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. What I'm hearing what the Lord is saying is that this land, this earth, no longer just the land of America, but the earth itself, it has a second strain of this COVID-19. And the reason why the land itself is famine, because the people went right back to doing what they originally doing before COVID-19. And no one took heed to the first Chronicles 7:14. Have anyone changed? Has status changed? Have you changed? That's a question that you gotta ask yourself. So here we see that Elimelech went into a land where he was forbidden to go. But he was running because the land of the Lord had famine in it. But you go into a land that he was forbidden. Now where are you supposed to go? Who can you run to? When the Lord is there's famine in the land, where the Lord is supposed to be blessed to die with milk and honey. Right? The Jews are supposed to be in Israel, where there's a land with milk and honey. Not famine. And but then the Lord said, don't go with the land of the Moabites. And then you have your two sons, your offspring, marry into a land of people where the Lord forbids you to go. So now you're being told this is disobedience. No matter what you do, what thus says the Lord, he's going to have his way. If God made a promise to you, he's going to hold his promise. Now, it might not be, now, whatever the Lord had promised in store, it might like been called rich in God's plan, but God's still going to keep his promise. Because if you go through the history of Ruth, right, the offspring of Ruth, later on, bring forth the seed of David. Come on now. Who brings forth the seed of who? Jesus. So even though there was a monkey wrench in God's plan, and he went to a land that it was forbid to go, the wife, Naomi, got the seed of the harvest, and she got the blessings of it. And God did what helped her for me. He brought her back to the motherland. Well, I'm going to use the term other way, okay? Brought her back to the mother and to the holy land, and she did what thus she looked. Then she returned the wives of her sons back to the original country. But Ruth stayed. Why did Ruth stay? Because Ruth is the one that was off the branches of the offspring of David. And Ruth, she had an up and down. She, everywhere Naomi went, Ruth went. You all right? So I'm fast forwarding to 2000, to the 21st century, to 2020, 2021. We ain't too far into 2022. We over halfway mark of 2021. And people are still acting in the same way. If not the same way, they're acting worse. Woman of God, hey, God, why are people acting worse? They've lost their mind. No one's being humble. No one's telling the grace and mercy that, look, I survived 2020. I survived. Yes, sir.
I think everybody's really mindful of the
why? But here's the thing, Jaden. Is this is okay? Look, check this out. You see that house? This is your second day here. We talked to many people Thursday, okay? No, the second day.
I just
got you yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Did I just get him yesterday? Oh Lord, okay. So it's Thursday. Second day. So listen. So this is Daddy House, right? So this is your third day here. Could you imagine if I wasn't happy here? Could you imagine if the woman of God wasn't happy? And this house ain't that big. If you sneeze here, I can hear you in there. Excuse me, my studio ain't that big anyway. So what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people lose their mind because they're not happy in their home. How are you not happy when you paying rent? When you paying gas? When you eat? When you sleep? When you paying your mortgage? That doesn't make any sense, Mr. Jaden. Does it? So just as much as you're not happy in the house where you sleep and you pay to stay there, you're not happy where you go to worship either. Come on, somebody. Why are you not happy? No. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at. The problem with people, they're not happy here, and they're not happy when they're here. Well, I'm trying to get reconnected here. I don't know what just happened. Lord Jesus. What just happened? I do not like the mask. Well, even ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking my time on this one. So I pointed to my mind and I pointed to my heart. And that's why a lot of people are not happy yet. So what young son, you gonna learn as you get older. Misery loves company. So you heard the gentleman, I'm not gonna put him out there, but you heard the man crying, right? Because he's miserable about his present state. But he could come out of that if he wanted to. Because God can bring him out of it. God had him out of that situation. You hear me? He had him out of that situation. People are in their situation because of themselves. But just like the Ruth and Naomi, they left. Naomi was happy or okay where she was at. But she also remembered that that's the land that God told her not to go. Told them not to go. But she heard that the land where they came from and where she was supposed to be, that it's okay to go back there. So she went back there and moment's notice. And at the same time, she didn't drag her daughter-in-law with her because they had no ties with her. Why bring somebody to some place that you know they're going to be miserable? They're not going to be happy, but they'll be happy someplace else. Let them go. But what people do to know what people are doing today, Jim, because they're not happy and they should be happy, they want to try to take your happiness.
Come on.
Young, small, old, or older, or same age, they don't care because they see you happy and they don't want to see you happy because they're not happy.
They try to find ways.
And then when they see people trying to make you happy, they're going to start putting things in your ear to change your mindset from being happy to being, what?
Right.
That's why the title is you is you ain't a child of God. It's important to be a child of God today. Because what man do? Men lie. Now, tell the million people, have your father ever lied to you? Whether I tell you the truth to her or not, I tell you the truth, right? Now, you can't say that about everybody else. Mingle, mingle, mention no name, right? But we know who lies to you and who don't lie to you. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, let them know again, has your father ever lied to you? No. And I'm not going to. You understand? I'm not going to. That's the problem with the world today, sir. That's why you got another strand of this disease. Because the first strand didn't work the world up. Man thinks he's in control. Man is not in control. Because they got the vaccine, and that the vaccine only came out this year. Yeah. So you see, you hear what the woman got just said? So I'm going to ask you, only 10 years old. Now here's the question very carefully. Here's the question very carefully. What's the one thing that you care about at your house that you brought with you right now? Or what's the one thing that you care about at your home? Your iPad, right. So if I take your sneakers or your shirt, you're not going to care about what I think you're thinking straight, right? But if I take your iPad, he didn't even say nothing about his phone. So if I take your iPad and I steal it, right? You're in the store with me, you lay it down and turn around and say, Daddy, I want this. And you turn around, somebody, and there's 10 other people over around you, you don't know which 10, and somebody take your iPad. And you know Daddy's going to be upset, you know. 9 out of 10 going to get it. But anyway, you're going to be upset that somebody took your iPad. You're going to feel hurt, right? Well, what you think God's doing right now? God put another strand out there. Now, this strand that's out there, just I didn't know that. The first strand hit the adults because the adults should know better. But as you see, now because people got vaccinated and people getting better or whatever, people are still acting the same, if not the same way they act in birth. I've been preaching all along for the whole year. Men and women are not supposed to get better and be better at what they're doing. They're going right back doing revivals, saying you can't come to church unless you're vaccinated. Y'all have a service, right?
Yeah, but also I think the president, the governor.
But y'all have a service at your church, right? Now, I know, for what reason, I don't know, but I'm going to put it on the air. You particularly don't care about your church. You don't like your church, do you? Okay. What I'm saying, all right, let's take that back. But I'm saying you don't like going to church, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, not the church, but you don't like going to church.
Whenever I
have a church. Okay, so we leave that alone. What I'm saying is, a lot of churches put stipulations on people and they're doing certain things they shouldn't be doing. And that's what we don't. The doors of the church should have been, that's one place in the world that's supposed to stay open 24/7 during, even though there's a pandemic. Well, not one, I want to know why, Miss Jade. Even though everybody's fearful of what's out there because Ben didn't put a name on it or didn't know about it, God is the one that said that men and women, God, has changed. men and women of God have to be this and they be that. And a lot of us are not doing that. What your father has created and done, I'm doing, I'm working on it. Am I not one of God? I'm working on it. But at the same time, people are trying to stop me from being me. People are trying to damage me for something that they did. Does that sound right? I like how your eyes looked at the end. That don't even sound right. But it don't sound right. That's right. That's what the world going on right now. God was trying to get the world's attention of, hey, look, y'all need to stop doing it because I'm getting mad. He sent Christ to come down to be the mediator between man and God. But people are spitting in the face of God and Christ. And I'm not talking about people that don't believe. I'm talking about people that say they believe, Jada. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. And now that those individuals that's in charge of people like you and me and those who don't believe are acting a certain kind of way, God had to go to another way to get their attention. He had to go to the people. And who's to say it's God? It might be, he might have told Satan, he might have took the hedge off of protection and say, go after kids. Oh, that's bad. Because those who ain't truly covered, ain't covered. That's why I pray for everybody. What do daddy do? What daddy see you every morning? What did daddy send you every day? Well, I don't know. You don't even turn your phone. You don't have your phone anyway. What's your phone? Don't I see you a text every morning saying good morning? I do? Okay. I say good morning to you every day. But even you, you still get the text that I send to your brothers and your sisters. Because your father was bad out back in the day. So you got brothers all across the country. That's fine. But the point is, I want you to know that your father is thinking of you and he's praying for you every day. And if I forget to send in the morning, I send in the afternoon. But I pray for you every day. Woman God, don't I pray for these babies every day? I pray for you every day. You and your brothers and your sisters. Your brothers and your sisters. The ones that's blood ain't blood. You say it like that. You understand? Why? Not because I love them, not because they're my neighbors. Right. Come on, Jay. Thank you. So that's what Naomi did with Ruth and the two other, come on now. Tell me how one of the guys. That's what Naomi was trying to do to her daughters-in-law. She sent them back to a land where they would be happy and free, even though the land had a plague. A plague is a disease, okay? So what are we to do? Either you is or either you ain't a child of God. We're going to see. I tell you, I panicked. I didn't really panic during the COVID-19, but now you come down to kids. The woman got domestic, she shook me right now. But for God has not, listen to me, sit, repeat after me. Can I do that? Ma'am? Right. Repeat after me. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Ready? One more. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Okay. There's a last one. With my whole heart, I I can't give you that one. Because you don't know yet. These scriptures I'm giving, these are scriptures that Daddy say every day. You said, you watch, you've been watching me all the last 3 days, and you watch what I'm doing. You're like, dang, what are you? I pray all day. You see me sometimes walk through the house and then walk back, right? I'm praying. This world is wicked, Jada. You had a little taste of it. The guys that be spinning you on the internet, and then they want to come beat you up, remember? You didn't promise that some guys want to do something to you? Because you was on the internet?
Oh.
Yeah. The world is wicked, Jada. There's some people out there want to do worse things to you. There's some people out there that kidnap kids like you. You see how my app got your location? There's some apps that actually your location, you don't even know it. And these grown men, those sick women, or whoever the sick people are, they come and find you and they wait for you. The moment that you by yourself, they will snatch you up. Oh my God, am I telling the truth? There are people out there like that. That's why your mother and I be telling you about these apps that you download. Stop downloading them because you don't know what you download. It don't matter, they still track you. And you come over the boat, they still will track you. Listen, didn't you not hear about the federal government get hacked? Well, the United States of America, Russia, and the hell else can get hacked. If we can get hacked, your little stupid cell phone can get hacked. Yeah? Okay. Is you is or is you ain't the child of God? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this work ain't easy, ain't simple. It's more than just coming up here and saying certain words and reading scripture. The word says, and I repeat, we have to be more than just hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word. You see my son witness. Well, he just said, you see me walk through this house sometimes, right? In pain is my foot. But even though I'm in pain, I'm still praying. It's not an easy job. Not only have to pray and worry about you or those who are on the victim prayers, I gotta worry about those that I come in contact with. That's why I pray the way I pray. I mean, there's no right or wrong prayer, but it's what you're praying for and what's in your heart and how you pray. Come on, somebody. You can tell what's in a person's heart by their praying. And you know a sexual prayer was when you hear one. Well, I can. But all I hear is change. All I hear is change, change, change. And man is not willing to change. People still having church the same kind of way. Ain't nobody, we still should be saying thank you, Lord. 7 months in, going to the 8 months. We 8 months, almost two more days. We'd be 8 months into 2021, and we still should be saying, thank you, Lord, for having grace upon me. That's why I be playing that song, God's Grace, so much. That's why I play it so much. Why? Because I survived 2020. We had an idiot for a president telling people to go take bleach and inject Lysol. Are you kidding me? If anything else you ever said, that was the dumbest thing he ever said before. Because it was at a White House press conference when he said it. And then there was a couple people that actually did it. I don't know. Heart is heavy. I have not fasted yet, but I will be in a fast soon. I got to see what's going on. I got to check in. Amen? I got to check in. I got to fast. I got to fast to check in to see what's going on. I see it on the road. I see it everywhere I go. People are not changing. People are changing for the worse. not for the better. I'm talking about men and women of all. And I'm going to tell you, you can't come knocking on my door unless you was invited. But come knocking on my door trying to bring some strife. Man, put leg or no leg. Two of my kids seen me in action. They did not like me. Yeah, and I don't want you to see it. Pray for me as I pray for you, but if you're not praying with your heart, then don't pray for me. Bam. What's John 14:24 said? God is of a spirit. Come on, one of God. And those that worship him, worship him in spirit and in truth. I can't mess with you if you're not in spirit. You're just going to pray for me just, I can't rock with you. And if there ain't no truth behind it, don't pray for me. He did not say we can't rebuke him by prayer. Well, I'm saying it. Come on now. Amen? And then the first verse, 14:40 says, that he's done decency and order. That's the least bit. Dropping the mic on this one. God be glory. Amen. Blessed. God bless.